Get the ground daf and settle by the zara daf tezva. Begin at all. Begin to smell the beginning of a shama lokale. It's going to hear his voice. Well, as machmas, it's going to go because of him. So that's a concern. So it's tezva and say, wait a second. Lumli time of the machama. Why do you need the reason of machama that it's going to go because of him? Typically, what do you mean? It should be sufficient as a problem. Mishmash b'is behem to lechud because his animal's doing malacha. Let me read the Rishon says the Mishum Shvi'is Behemtoi Luchud. No, if the only problem was Shvi'is Behemtoi, La Basrin Mechira, we would not have said it's forbidden to sell because of that. The less be Iser, because it's not a prohibition. Kim Lefi Shah, that it's only temporary, and Mishum Nisyoni because of testing. So that would only be temporary Iser momentarily. Of Shvi'is Behemtoi, and it's not as chamer as mechamer. But Avka Sheila is chiyuv not specifically by lending or renting a street. Mishum Shvi'is Behemtoi, then we say forbidden because of his animal doing malacha. Mishum the Isikol Shabbos, because he's been doing work with it all Shabbos. Mishum Nisyan, but testing it. But Yisrael, if you saw that's only a few moments. But Yisrael, we wouldn't make it forbidden eat a lot of time with the mechamer, if not for the fact that it's going because of the owner, the chamer tvei, which that's a most of it Yisrael. And therefore, that's where picking on Mechama. The next says, Mata begins, Gemara, Yisrael, Shasach, Apar, Mekoyin, a non-coin that rents a cow from a coin, Yechlen, Kashin, Trum, he feeds it the vegetable Truman. Nearly appears to read the Ma'i, Retuman, but Inmaz, and the Sal, Yisrael, that the responsibility of feeding the animal is not on the rent, Trail, Koyin, only on the owner, that's a coin. For the fact, we look at Tani, that it doesn't say, Ava, Bisham, is in the Sal, Halav, even though the responsibility of food is on them, Kedik, Tani, Sebel, like it says in the Sefer. Doesn't say that. So the inference is that it's on the coin. But more because the Mohyal Yisrael, if it would be on the Yisrael, Sa'ad, the Daik, Misefa, instead of the Gemara inferring from the Sefer, the Schir's Lekanya, that you see, oh, the rental is not a Kenya, Le Digma Resha, you can infer from the Resha where it says clearly that Schir's not kind of, because if it would be, he wouldn't be able to feed a Truma. But Nichanami, it also makes sense, Shiocha Lachila Kashin Truma. Now it also makes sense why he can feed the vegetable Truma, Kivisham the Se'al Kain, because the responsibility of food is on the coin, that's the only Ben Kachashash, and therefore there's no concern. The next test matter begins in Mara, Hashda Amrit Schiris Lekanya, and not you saying Schiris Lekanya. Okay, so the Gemara says what the ramification of that is. Now, says to you, Hacham Askin, the Gemara is coming out over here, the Schiris Lekanya, that Schiris is not an acquisition. Of course, it's difficult because the Perakas of the Gemara B'Mitzid of Nodav M'Beis says over there, the Maschal B'Hai, Masi comes out, the Schiris Yeshlo Ino, that by rental there's a problem about overcharging. The fact that it says the pasuk b'chisim kru memkar lamisach, when you're going to sell a seilam to your friend, like so, it doesn't say b'chisim kru memkar la'olam. It doesn't say that you can sell forever. Alma memkar greenly, so a rental, which is a time bound sale, it's not forever. That there's also halacha b'nah, but obviously we're considering as a sale that there's a kenyan. But Hashem says we can say is no demai dememkar greenly l'fi shah. This that we're saying that it's a temporary sale. That's for overcharging. Where it says memka miuter, it's a superfluous word. But for other places, like in our context, I'm reading that we say the schiris with leikanya that a rental is not an acquisition. That you let us sell it through an intermediary. So it says it's a wonder because my lawyer is reading. Why don't we say it's forbidden? Bishum dikashiyadu, but basically dikachavim when Jews are going to see it by the non-Jewish. Current owner, Yizbru, they're going to think, Shabbalim Asma Mechruulai, they're going to think, well, maybe the owner sold it directly to him, Vaslim Mishim Mabalim, and they're going to come to admit it directly from the owner to buy, which is forbidden, and we should make the decree, Midid Haba Shvur, Rabbana, Kabishim Misnitin, just like Shvur really shouldn't be forbidden, but of course, Shvur Atur Shlema, so I'm going to say it to somebody here, through a Safsira, Atur the Bailim. Vishram says we can say is this of Sira, no, when it's done through a middleman, Kalisli, word gets out that it was done through a middleman. But Rabbi Shmai Pirish, he explains differently. He says, no, it's a double decree, which we don't do. Gzeris of Sira to Balabais. It's a concern if you do the middleman that you might come do it with the owner. Balabais Gufe in the Asel, Gzeris of Sheila Scheris from the Sun. And the owner itself is only forbidden because of you might come to lend or rent or test it out. Therefore, we don't make Gzer. Like it says, Mat begins Gemara, Emel Shchid Zabna. He says, well, maybe you could say that it was buying it for slaughtering. Petra Kondra Rashi explains, Masnin Dikitani, Emel Echri, and I, the Mishnah, said, you're not allowed to sell. That's Myri. It's talking about Ibi Behemet Tmei, either a non-kosher animal, which they can't slaughter to eat, and Vafil Bestama, even, unspecifically. Vafil Betahira, or even kosher, which we said, maybe it's Veshchita. No, but Mepharishly, Ibi Kechavim, with the non-Jew says explicitly, the Kiyume Kabayla, that he wants it to be around and not to slaughter it. Rashbam Pirish, Beshem Rashi. Now, the Rashbam explains the name of Rashi, the Hacha Davka Para. We're talking about specifically here as the case of the Gemara's Tumah when he's selling him a cow. Shem regil in las is ba malacha, that malacha is not usually done with it. So you could say that he's buying it to slaughter. Avashvarim, but regarding oxen, shirub in the malacha, the most of them are meant to do work with, im maichun that you cannot sell. I have a gal mesiachin, and calves and foals, and he did hashalab b'nei malacha, and although you're right, now work wouldn't be done with them because they're too young. And they're going to get old, b'nei malacha, the work will be done with them, and therefore that's also forbidden. Says Rabbi Chash Rabbein Tam appears that. Now, however, it's difficult to Rabbein Tam on this interpretation, because the other, to the contrary. B'chol Talmud Rashma, throughout the Gemara, it sounds like the par is Yeshrehin B'nei Scharisha, that actually cows are more used for plowing than oxen. Like the Gemara says shortly, the par HaChereshes B'Shvias, that the cow plows in the Shemitah year. Or Perikam, at the Pesachim Navidal Menav, Shtei Paris HaYechoshes B'Har Mishcha, there were two cows that would plow on Mount of Olives at a certain time. If someone rents a cow to plow in a mountain, which is in Perak HaShoyel, yeah, para, or HaShoyel para, and the reason for that is because because the oxen, they would gore. They're not great for doing work with. They're wild. I mean, like the Gemara says, it used the ox that gores, not a cow. Now, although we say you're right regarding oxen, but most of them buy it for plowing. But still, they're not as fit for work as cows. So the Kachin Rebbein Tam is different. Seems Rebbein Tam not like Rishbam, who's saying that it's only cows which are not usually meant for work. Says no, the Bein Paris Bein Shvarim, whether they're cows or oxen, Amar, you could say Lishchidus Avninu, that it was being sold for slaughter. Masin the Ketani Behemagasa, and the Mishnah said Behemagasa, a large livestock you cannot sell. Hayin the Behemat Tameya, that's non-kosher animals. Kapirsha Kona, like Rashi explained, but kosher you could say it's for slaughtering. Vagolam Nakat, and the calves are Davka. Specifically mentioned, because you need it for work. Why? Because if it would be for slaughtering, you wouldn't put in the effort to buy them young and then to wait till they get older. And the foals, also the young donkeys, were also as said as a chiddush tavik of the hashlach of the malacha, even though now it's not fit for work, also machmir not itself, because you know when they're going to get older, they're going to do work with them. Now, because it's difficult, appears to have been the time. Because l'kaman later on the zayin menav kibayi, the Gemara has a question regarding shershul patamahu, the ox that's from those who fatten them up. What's the halacha with such an ox to sell? Mashman sounds like a shar shavar, but other oxen that are not of the patam are asir, are forbidden. But here Rabbein Tam is saying that permitted just like the cows. So when read the Risa says la'olam, the truth is shar shavar mutarim, other oxen are permitted. So what's the question specifically regarding shershul patam? But Tam mesupik, the Gemara is not sure ki ula yesh lahach mershar patam. Actually, maybe we should be stringent, because it actually sounds like maybe more lenient, because it can't really work, it's too fat. No, you would think maybe to be more stringent by the fat ox. Why? Because when you're going to delay and let it, you know, lose weight, actually, Avad Malacha Chatrin, the Gemara tells us it actually works double as well. If that's the case, actually, it's more fit for work than other ox, and therefore, maybe it should be actually more stringent. That's what the Gemara is asking regarding specifically Shor Shabbat. Rabin Tam Pirish, he actually answers, he says, Shor Patam, that actually this fat ox, lava foot madainhu, it's not someone that was already fattened. Elo imilis patam, rather it's ready to be fattened. Ulakahu shal, that's what the Gemara is asking. Kishami yesh lesser boy, maybe you should be forbidden over there, yish mishar shvar more than other oxen. Kadana mashile, lafatme, when you're waiting to go ahead and fatten it, mimlach, you might change your mind, vav bimalacha, and then do malacha, and you'll run afoul of this prohibition. Mimtemites is going to say, wait. Although it was sold for slaughtering, you should still be concerned with something else. That he might sodomize the animal, sleep with it before he slaughters it. There was a non-Jewish lakach avzim in ashok. He bought a goose from the marketplace. He sodomized it, strangled it, and then ate it. That's not common. The Rabban were not geyser for such a situation. Says further, he says Vahashta Chazinan. Now we currently see that the Lekuli Alma, that according to everyone, Bein LaRashbam, Bein LaRabbein Tam, the Halacha is Asalim Kalei B'Kachavim, Yal Sal Tanan Jews Agol Masiachin, at least calves and foals, B'Chol Beimet Meya, and all non-kosher animals, and that's the case. What the Mishnah is talking about.
There might be a difference regarding the kosher animals, but Akein Yesh L'Tmua. So it says Taisi, you have to wonder, B'mah Yisemchen, what does the belt rely on? Limkar Gol Masiyach and Avikachavim. Just that we sell calves and foals to the non-Jews. V'gam Asusim Nam Yesh L'Tmua. In horses also you have to wonder. The Bishlam Oisim Shem Yuchad Mel L'Chiva. I can understand those which are not, which are only designated for riding. Nicha, that makes sense. Dal Pasuk Rebiyach and Akadu Rebiyach and rules later on. The next Daf Tezayin Medav. Kibim Beseira, like Rebim Beseira HaMater. Besos that permits the horse living shayis of malacha shemba isad der isa, because most would do malacha that's not biblical. Umitama ukev, and because of the saddle ain't less, so that's not to make it forbidden. The ukev butal gabi adam rechbalav, because the saddle is secondary to the person who's riding in it. Fine. Avam loisim susim shem yichodim limshach bekarn, but the horses that are designated for pulling wagons. Begam lepam b'shoyi kachavim mefarsha kenei b'shvul malachas chirisho meshichas karn. And sometimes the non-Jew explicitly says, "I'm buying it to plow with and to pull the wagons." So kasha is difficult. How are we allowed to sell it to them? What you could say is lafim askanas haTalmud. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, the Shor Lemizvan aided the Safsira. He allowed to sell through a middleman. Mefarsh Tam, the Gemara explains, Mishum Deliyat Leila Kale, because now the animal won't know the sound of the owner, and that you won't come to the problem of Nasyane. So Nicha makes sense, because the Gam Hemish Alanu, even our own animals that we own, Einu Makiris Pekaleinu, they don't recognize our voice. But like El Mechash Lim Nasyane, we don't have to be concerned for this, that they're going to test it out right before Shabbos. And Gamayin Regil Sashim Maskirim, and it's not the norm anymore to sell and to rent and to lend. So you don't have to run into those problems. Me, however, Mesim Shregim Liskol Abikuchab Mkash, but those that they generally do rent to the non-Jews, well, that's definitely a problem. That's the difficulty. So what you can say is, the Vadai had the Asa Limkar Behemoth Tameya. No, most definitely this, that it's forbidden to sell a non-kosher animal, Hindav could be Mayhem. That was in their days. Why? Shehabi Yehud Miyachad, there were many Jews that lived together. And if a Jew had an animal he didn't need, he would sell it to his friend. There wouldn't be a loss for him. But currently, in today's times, Mayasa, what should a person do? That he won't find someone to sell to, he's going to have a loss. So therefore, the Gainim in the diaspora, they made the custom hetabadaba that it should be permitted, and they said it's not forbidden anymore. So the Gemara says later on, the Parach, the Gemara asks, well, you shouldn't sell wheat and barley even. The Gemara says, if you say that, yeah, that's what should be done. But you're right, it's not possible. That's what's permitted. Plus Rabbeinu Baruch rules in Sefer Truma. The fees, according to this, in lahat, one should not permit el kashikoyin asos l'tzarech atzmai if he's buying the horse for himself. And nimlachalav l'macher, and he changes his mind to sell it. Dimlim kredenu yavsid. Yeah, if he's not going to sell it, he's going to have a loss. Havakech susim l'macher, but if he's buying horses to sell kedei l'arvich, to make a profit, that's also that's forbidden to leikachim l'yavsid. Don't buy it and don't have a loss with them. It's only a hatter that we shouldn't have a loss, but not to allow one to explicitly go and try to make money.